Although Joe Flacco threw 5 interceptions last week, they're still the defending Super Bowl champs. Does that up the stakes a little bit?
Nah. I know that's not like Joe. I know 5 picks in 1 game. I know he's killing himself right now. So I know we're going to get the best game going against the defending Super Bowl champs. I kind of feel funny because I was a part of that team saying that. But, I mean, we're looking forward to that best game. We definitely going to give them ours. So.
How weird will that be, playing the Ravens at home at the Dolphins, knowing that you did play the Super Bowl? Is that going to be weird at all for you, or is it just going to be?
It's going to be a business as usual. But, I mean, I never experienced that, so it might be a little weird. I played with that team my whole career, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Nobody asked you about it till now.
Wow. Awesome. Quickie. Wait. All right, first, I'll go ahead. First five games, quite a gauntlet. You go 3-1, obviously, with this game before the bye week. Did you have any feeling that you guys would be this good this early on in the season?
You never really know going through training camp how good you're going to be. So, I mean, I'm not surprised because guys come in here and they work hard every day. We wish we could be undefeated right now. So, I mean, we could take the one loss. It was a humbling experience, and it's something that we can learn from. Hopefully, it won't ever happen again this year. But, I mean, it's a tough season. It's a long season.
What makes Ray Rice so good as a running back?
He got a low center of gravity. He's shifty. He's strong. He's short. So you really can't see him behind those linemen when he's running. So, I mean, he got all the intangibles to be great, and he's a good receiver out the backfield. So, I mean, you got to be on your P's and Q's, and you got to play with good fundamentals.
You said learn from. What have you learned from the game last week to improve against the Ravens?
We can't give up big plays. We got to play well as a team in all phases. We got to communicate better, and we just got to make plays when it's time to make plays. We got to make smart plays. We got to play the down and distance. We got to play the situations in the game. It's just a lot of things that we can get better at.
How important is it to get the win before the bye week just to go out and hide up because you hit that division schedule right out the bat?
It's always important to get a win, especially before the bye week, because I mean, when you win, it makes life a little bit easier. But I mean, a loss, it won't be the end of the world. We'll know what we need to work on, and we'll have an extra week to get better, get healthier, and come back ready to work.
Thank you.